Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
It's time for Blown Off. Isaiah, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey.
Hi.
We're good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, but I'm not so good right now.
Oh, good, but not good. You are a complex man.
Yeah, man. I'm good because it's all right. I'm alive, but I'm not so good because I'm getting blown off by this girl.
Okay. What's this girl's name?
Lexi,
all right.
Her name is Lexi, yes.
Okay, well, tell us about Lexi. How long you been dating? How'd you meet? All that fun stuff.
Oh, God. Well, we've been dating. We only dated twice, so it's been like maybe a month or so in between of us knowing each other. But how we met is really crazy. Now, look, don't judge me. Don't judge me. I was on a date with another girl.
Oh.
She was on a date with another guy. She was on a date with another guy. I got up to go to the bathroom. I went in the bathroom. Coming out the bathroom, she was going into the bathroom. Now, I kind of noticed when we were sitting at the table, because we were like kind of across from each other, we kept catching eyes. Very beautiful girl. She kind of had me smitten. So when I came out the bathroom, I spoke to her, and she smiled. So when she smiled, I smiled back, I stopped, and we started talking. So we started talking by the bathroom, and we just got so enthralled with each other, we left our date there. And left out with each other.
No way!
Wait a minute. You left your date and she left her date and you guys went off after
the table and we went out. We left out the back of the restaurant, got in my car, and we went out. We hung out and it was real cool. Then we went out on a second date.
Wow,
that sounds like a movie.
I'm telling you, I really like this girl. We went on a second date, and everything was great. Things happened. We did our thing, and I've been calling her ever since, and she won't call me back.
You went out, you did her thing, you've been calling her ever since, and she won't call you back.
She won't call me back. She's blowing me off.
Did anything go wrong on that second date that you can think of?
I had a great time. I thought she did.
Yeah.
And I've been calling Lexi and calling her, and she won't call me back.
Wow.
Huh, that is weird. That is weird. Okay.
Don't call me back, so I'm calling you guys to help me out.
Isaiah, we're going to call her now, okay?
Please do.
Here we go.
Hello?
Lexi.
Hey.
Hey. Hi, Lexi.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hi. Lexi, hi. It's Mark K and Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hi, Lexi.
Hey, guys. Did I win something?
No, unfortunately not. But
you didn't win anything.
Do you think we could get your permission to just talk to you live for a few minutes?
Sure, I don't care. No problem.
Cool.
Good. Listen, we had a question about a guy named Isaiah. You know Isaiah?
Oh, please. Yeah, I know Isaiah.
Oh, please. Okay. Well, he's thinking that you may be blowing him off. Is that true?
That's true. That's accurate. Yeah.
Is there a reason why specifically that you're blowing him off?
Other than the fact that he's full of crap.
Yeah, he has a girlfriend and he didn't tell me, and I found out. So I'm just like later for that. I don't have time for that.
Okay.
I'm a one man.
Well, he told
one man. I don't need to share him.
Well, he told us that you knew he had a girlfriend because you guys actually met when he was on a date with her.
Oh no, not that girl. I knew about that girl, but there's another girl that's his girlfriend that I didn't know about that I just found out about. It's another girl.
What?
So there's like a third girl?
Yes. It's a third. It could be a fourth. Who knows? But I definitely know that. Yeah, he has a girlfriend.
What?
Isaiah, you got another girl in there somewhere?
Wait a minute. What are you talking?
Sabrina?
Come on, now, I told you about the situation.
All right, hang on.
What is happening?
Hang on one second, Isaiah. We all want
to...
No, don't lie to her.
Yes, that's right.
Isaiah, who is Sabrina?
Sabrina, okay, listen. I'm going to be honest of this situation that's going on. And I need you to listen to what I'm saying, Lexi. Yes, I was dating Sabrina, and I was dating the girl that was in the other thing. But when I met you, I cut them off. I'm not dealing with them anymore. I didn't tell you about Sabrina because there was no need for me to tell you about Sabrina. Because I was.
Don't you think you should have told me about Sabrina?
So wait, is Sabrina your girlfriend?
No, she's just another girl that I was dealing with. She's not my girlfriend. I cut the girl off. I'm dead serious. I cut the girl off. So I cut the girl off, the one that I left in the restaurant, and Sabrina off because I wanted to be with Lexi. When I met Lexi, I was just totally attracted to her. And I thought she felt the same way because it was, I can say it was like love at first sight with her.
So,
and I was willing to cut off anybody that I was dealing with just to be with her. That's why I left it. I normally wouldn't leave a girl like that, but I just had to be with her.
So, Lexi, what happened that you found out that this Sabrina girl was even in the picture to begin with?
A friend of mine seen us out, me and Isaiah out, and she was like, Alex, I got to tell you something. And then she's the one that told me about Sabrina.
Oh.
And I was like, really? And if, you know, it's kind of, you know, you have to believe it kind of because that's how we met. We met out.
Right.
She came and approached me. And
so, Isaiah, what happened with Sabrina? Did you really not cut ties with her and you just thought you did or what?
I am not with Sabrina.
Okay.
At all.
Were you with Sabrina when you were out with that other girl?
I was dealing with Sabrina and the other girl at the same time. When
and
I
Lexi.
Met Lexi, that thing, me and Lexi knew each other for about a month now. I cut all of them off because I was totally interested in Lexi,
okay.
And I didn't want anybody else.
Well, I mean, that seems legit, Lexi, that there's no other girls for him besides you now.
I think he could have told her that, though. You could have
exactly.
told her.
Thank you. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. In the beginning, I get it. We were seeing someone
else.
There was
no need
to
tell you about a girl that was irrelevant in my life.
So that's why you didn't blow it up. It's just that simple. You didn't tell me. It's your loss.
I mean, look, play are going to play.
Exactly.
Right?
No.
We can continue to play, and we can continue to play.
Oh.
It's not on the piano. Play
it, though.
Lexi, so you're not interested in seeing Isaiah anymore because you think he's still with these other women?
I do. No, I'm not interested. No, sorry.
Wow.
I'm that type of girl. No, you mess me up once, that's it. No second chance.
All right, Lexi.
So, Lexi, you're making a serious mistake because it's not like that.
All right, then
if you give me a time to show you,
no,
if you give me
no.
a time to show you that
sorry.
I really care about you.
Okay, all right.
No, but go back to Sabrina. She'll be happy.
All right. All right, hang on one second, you two. Isaiah, just shake it off. Shake it off. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. I kind of believe him. I kind of believe that there's a woman out there that can turn you off of all other women and make you forget they ever existed.
I can agree with that, but I still think you should have told her that there was, like, that many things going on at once.
Yeah, you women, you just want to know everything. Turns out you know nothing. 340-9595, 800-475-9595.